Mr. Secretary?
Did not wait.
Oh, wait on you, Mr. Secretary.
Just drifted off for a minute.
Ready now, sir?
Yes, please.
All right. Case number 10180. Horace and Linda Wilson, south of Road 244, 400 feet east of Road 246. A variance from side yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Linda Wilson, 20916 Wilson Road.
You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi.
Can you explain to the board, or we'll try to help you with your request for this variance for your shed that's there on your property?
I have a home on 244. Huh? We've been there 30-some years.
Right.
We put a shed up back in 1993, and it was approved by the county.
Okay.
I've had to come and apply for a variance because of a complaint, and I don't understand why.
You got a certificate of occupancy from
yes.
the county?
Yes. It was cleared 1993.
And what about the carport?
The carport's going to be tore down, but I've just been home from the hospital for pneumonia. I was critical. I like to died. And I have not had time. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That's okay.
And this shed, I'm sorry, but this shed means a lot to us. My nephew put it up, and he's dead. And it's just because we had difficulties with a neighbor over a fence.
The application has been waivered, Mr. Chairman.
Right, it's a neighbor on that one side about the fence.
Yes.
Come find out.
They thought it was our fence.
It wasn't.
Someone called my daughter and told her we were going to be fine because we were putting up a fence and no permit. So then my neighbor decided he would turn tails on me because he thought I squealed. I didn't. I just called the county to let them know it wasn't mine.
Okay.
So he turned tails on me. He's going to get me. And I'd like to know about the carport. I don't understand that. That was a word of mouth. He gave word of mouth to Barry Joseph that we could do it.
Who did that?
Horty Warrington.
Well, any time, as you probably know, you have to have a permit for any structure.
Well, it was permitted, all of it.
Carport?
There should be a on file. You didn't see it? She said there's something here, but I don't know.
Okay.
This has been so long.
Yeah.
Not the carport. The carport's been up, for about 8 years, six? I'm not sure.
Okay.
And how long has the shed been there?
93, it was put up.
Okay. It was a CO.
So the other shed was moved?
The other blue shed has been moved. It is in, and I think I was supposed to call her, and I like I said, I've not been out long to get myself together.
That's okay. You take your time.
And you're going to be removing the carport?
I guess we have to, don't we?
Yes.
Well, you could apply for a variance.
He's not going to approve it because we've got the home up for sale. He's not. Mr. Warrington, she works here. Jeannie Warrington works here. She should have knew she had to have a permit. This is over.
Okay. Well, I don't know who Mr. Warrington is, but...
Well, he told me I was common, so...
But, just like you're applying for a variance for the shed,
yeah.
you could do the same for the carport.
I'm not paying $400. I don't have it. And the girl told me, I can't remember her name, that if I could detach the carport so that you could see through it,
mm-hmm.
they would give me 5 foot. I don't know. I don't know the guidelines.
That's correct. If you detach it, you can... Keep. Go with the 5 foot.
But
you have to show the inspector that you can. It is
I don't know. See, I don't know what I got to do.
Well, I'm just telling you now.
You come in there, then maybe when you get a chance into the office.
I just prefer to tear it down. I'm not going to go, well, like I said, we're selling her if I can, and I'm getting out. Let him have what he wants.
They found out that the shed is, that you need a 4.6-foot variance from there. They issued the CO to you, so that means that the director wavered the $400.
Right.
Yes, I know that.
Okay, because
and
of that mistake.
That.
Okay, so that's all we're addressing here tonight.
Okay.
That'd be in one right now. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10180 as it's a minimum variance to grant relief, and I don't believe it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10180. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All approved. Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.